Hello. You are listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. Do you enjoy leftovers? I do, especially this time of the year. You ever notice how the food tastes even better after a day or so of cooking it? This makes putting together a snack, lunch or dinner so much more easier and exciting. What's even better is knowing how to spruce up leftovers in an innovative and efficient way to lessen food waste and enjoy that delicious meal all over again. Hi, I am Donna Williams, your certified holistic health coach, owner and creator of Info on HighBloodPressure.com. This is where I guide my community, especially women of color, wanting to age gracefully and save themselves from a lifetime of taking unnecessary drugs, who are also open to making changes to small lifestyle changes that leads to dis-ease-free living. And what might happen, one of the main benefits is you may not need medication after all to achieve a normal blood pressure level. So let's get started on today's topic. Today's episode is The Art of Reinventing Leftovers. Food waste is a significant issue in our society. According to the United Nations, one third of all global food is lost or wasted. This is not only a negative impact on the environment, but also on our wallets. Throwing away leftovers is one of the main culprits of food waste. But with some creativity and know-how, you can easily turn your leftovers into delicious, flavorful meals that will save you time and money. Reinventing leftovers is about learning. It's about being creative and using what you have. But with planning and proper storage and imagination, let's not forget that, you can turn your leftover meals into delicious new dishes that will save you time and money while reducing food waste. So here are some of the few ways I choose to jazz up my leftovers, and I hope you will try some of them. And I would love to hear from you to hear how you jazz up your leftovers, because this way we can all learn together. The first thing I do is plan ahead. One of the easiest ways to reduce food waste is to plan your meals ahead of time. Before you go grocery shopping, take stock of what you already have in your fridge and pantry. This will help you avoid buying unnecessary items and allow you to plan meals that use the ingredients you already have on hand. When you cook a meal, think about how you can repurpose the leftovers. For example, if you cook a large pot of chili, you can turn that leftover into taco filling or freeze portion to use later. You see, you know, use it more than one way. Let's talk about how to store your leftovers properly, because proper storage is critical to keeping your leftovers fresh and safe to eat. Store your leftovers in airtight containers and label them. Label them with the date they were made. Now, if you are storing many leftovers, divide them into smaller portions before freezing. This will make it easier to defrost and use them later. So when you're ready to use your leftovers, defrost them in the refrigerator. Don't leave it out on a countertop. And when I say leave them in the refrigerator, I mean take it out of the freezer and put it at the bottom of the refrigerator for it to thaw safely. And then you heat them up, warm them up thoroughly to ensure they are safe to eat. Next, you got to get creative. The art of reinventing leftovers is all about getting creative and experimenting with new flavors and textures. Here are some ideas to get you started. Use leftover roasted vegetables to make fajita, a quiche, or a veggie pack pasta dish. It's delicious. All those meals that I mentioned, it's filling and delicious and pretty healthy. Or take those fajitas and turn them into a delicious Mexican spaghetti squash meal. Add a few extra ingredients, a sauce you have on hand, and you have a brand new meal using your leftovers. Or transform your leftover chicken into a sandwich or a stir fry. Whatever you can think of and like. You can even use leftover bread to make croutons. You might love that. Just bring that over your salads. Next, I want you to incorporate leftovers into your meal prep. If you like to meal prep for the week ahead, this is a good idea. The idea of incorporating leftovers into your meal plan can be a great way to save time and money. For example, you could cook a big batch of roasted vegetables on Sunday and use them throughout the week in different dishes. Or you could make a big pot of a hearty soup. I love soup. And portion it out for the lunch or dinner throughout the week. Instead of eating the same thing for lunch every day, get creative with your leftovers. There are endless possibilities for repurposing leftovers into new and exciting dishes. Here's another example. If you have cooked chicken, you can use it in a salad. You can make it with a wrap with veg, soups, or pasta dishes. If you're ambitious, you're a confident meal preparer or cook, you can even turn your leftovers into entirely different meals like a chicken pot pie or enchiladas. The options are endless. This new idea I read about. I didn't come up with this on my own. And it is about making leftovers a buffet. If you have a lot of leftover food and need help using it all up, consider making a leftover buffet for you and your family. Lay out all your leftovers on the table and let everyone make their own meal. This is a great way to use up everything you have and a fun and interactive way to eat. Can you imagine the kids getting excited about eating? Wow. And instead of using a microwave, warm up your leftovers on the stove or in the oven. You'll have more control if you decide to add more liquid. Also, if you don't want to or just can't get behind the idea of having the same meal 3 times in a row, learn to repurpose food into new meals again. This allows you to use leftovers in a fresh way. For example, let me give you an example. This is depending on what the leftovers are. I'll make soup. I'll make a soup. For me, soups are filling and warms the inside of the body. Especially when you're feeling a little cold or a little down sometime, a nice warm cup or bowl of soup is just ideal. And soup is a versatile dish. I, for one, just love soup, especially over the cold months. Plus, you can make just about anything, including leftovers. Not only is it a great way to use food that might otherwise go to waste, but it is also an easy and healthy meal that can be enjoyed any time of the year. Here are some tips on how to turn leftovers into a delicious bowl of soup. And I can't wait to hear your feedback on how you did this. First, start with a base. The first step is making soup with leftovers is to start with a flavorful base. This can be chicken, vegetable, or a beef broth. Add some chopped onions and garlic and other aromatic vegetables you have on hand, such as carrots or celery. All these seasonings help in the nourishing of the body and help also with a lot of health issues. Saute them in a little bit of olive oil until they are soft and translucent, or just drop them into the soup pot after cutting them up. Once you have your base, it's time to add in the leftovers. This can be anything from leftover roasted chicken or beef to cooked veg, rice, or even pasta. And then you're going to add some flavor to your soup. Try adding some spices and healing herbs. This can be anything from dried herbs like thyme, rosemary, to spices like cumin or chili powder. Just taste as you go and adjust the seasoning as needed or to your taste bud. Don't forget the liquid. You may need more liquid depending on what you're adding to the soup. This can be a broth, water, or even some canned tomatoes. Just be sure to add it slowly and taste as you go to avoid making the soup too watery. Or you can also, if it gets a bit watery, you can always add some lentil peas that help to thicken it back up. Once you have everything in the pot, it's time to let it simmer. Cook the soup over low heat for at least 30 minutes to allow the flavor to blend in together. If you're using raw vegetables, you may need to cook them longer until they are tender, depending on the veg you're using and how you like it. Some people like it crunchy, so you might cook that less. Once the soup is done, serve it in bowls and enjoy. If you have leftovers still, store them in the fridge for up to 3 days. As you can see, you are definitely embracing the art of reinventing leftovers. You can turn any leftovers into a delicious and nutritious soup with some creativity. And I'm sure there's some other ideas I have left off and that you know about that can make such tasteful and flavorful leftovers. So I would like to hear your opinion, okay? Again, these are some of the suggested meal plans that's within our seasonal short-hold foods-based detoxes for beginners and also for overcome high blood pressure online programs that makes eating well part of the foundation in kickstarting weight loss and achieving normal blood pressure numbers, with you feeling even better. But whatever you decide to do with your leftovers, I am sure it will be great. For now, I'd like you to go to Enjoy Leftovers webpage that I created, that I wrote. The link is posted here. And when you go there, you'll get even more ideas. I'd like to take this time to toast you and your family and friends to a nutritional, thriving, healthy, and merry holiday season. So please, download this season's eating recipe guide link so you can continue cooking and crafting. And here's to a delicious, deliciously healthy holiday season. So click the link here and download your recipe guide. And if you're hosting or being guests at parties over the holiday season, here is to a time filled with joy, gratitude, and of course, lots and lots of flavorful, delicious food, one delightful bite at a time. And remember my tagline, remember to eat well, to live well. Be happy, stay merry, and let us continue to make every meal and life a continuous celebration. I thank you for listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast today. And if you find this episode helpful, please take a moment to like this podcast and share with your friends and family and leave a 5-star review. So remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again and bye. See you next week.